And you're back with Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. And Bill on the road is headed east for another small town tour, this time in the state of Virginia. But first, he's stopping at a few spots along the way that might not be on your radar, including one that's just a few hours from St. Louis, the bluegrass capital of the world. Good morning, Bill. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Megan. Yeah, talking about Owensboro, Kentucky. It's just about 3 hours from St. Louis, if you know where Holiday World is, and Santa Claus, Indiana. Some of our listeners might know that. It's really not too far at all from there. Bluegrass Hall of Fame. I included this in my book, The Ultimate American Music Bucket List, because it's a really neat museum that's there. Bluegrass Hall of Fame and Museum, and really neat to see. Traces the roots of popular bluegrass music, but you know, early popular music kind of got its start from bluegrass as well, and as well as some early rock and roll music. But you know, I don't particularly love bluegrass music, and even I liked going to this museum. Like, it was really cool seeing all the, they have these very interactive exhibits where you can kind of trace the history, and seeing all the old show posters and the instruments, and Bill Monroe, who you may know, the father of bluegrass music, grew up in that area. His house is nearby, so you can go by and tour that. And then what's really neat, if you have families and you're traveling through the area, they have this gigantic playground that's right on the riverfront there. I mean, this, I've never seen a playground as big as this. Right on the riverfront there in Owensboro, Kentucky, kids will love it. And then you're also going to find some great live music around town on pretty much every night of the week. I know I found some right outside of the hotel. I was able to listen to some great music right outside of the balcony in my hotel room there in Owensboro. So cool stop if you've never been to Owensboro, Kentucky.
Bill, I love those historic river towns, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
What else did you find along the way?
Well, you know, I went to a couple of other spots on the way here. Right now, I'm actually in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. We'll have to talk about that maybe on a future episode. But I went to the Corvette Museum. Not if you're sure if you're a Corvette guy or not, but the Bowling Green, Kentucky. That is an amazing museum. Again, not a car guy, but I love this place. Like, it's really neat. Just to walk around and see these beautiful vehicles. They also have the exhibit on the giant sinkhole. Maybe you'll remember that opened up in 2014, swallowed up like 6 or 8 Corvettes. So they got a really cool exhibit about the sinkhole that's in Bowling Green. And then the last one I'll just mention real quick is Cookeville, Tennessee. It's about an hour west of Knoxville. Again, another really cool small town with a fun downtown. And the main draw there is two of Tennessee's most popular state parks, Cummins Falls and Burgess Falls. Tennessee has amazing state parks if you've not had a chance to explore any of them. But Cookeville, Tennessee, great place to stop, especially if you want to go to see a couple of these great state parks. And then I hope I get to check in with you in a few weeks. I'm going to be in the great state of Virginia, checking out all kinds of small towns throughout the state. I'll be there all of October. So lots of fun to come.
Great. Can't wait to hear about it. And if you want to hear more and see more about Bill's adventures, you can go to Bill on the Road on Facebook or BillOnTheRoad.com. Bill Cleveland, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
All right. Have a good day. See ya.